Hello.
Hello.
Hi, my name is Oscar, and I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Phoenix. I'm not selling anything, and I will not ask you for a donation. May I speak with Jeremiah?
Yes, him.
Awesome. Just give me 1 second. First of all, do you currently live in Phoenix, Arizona?
Yes.
In general speaking, do you think that things in Phoenix are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gotten off on the wrong track?
Yeah, they're going pretty good.
Cool. Now, I would like to ask you some questions about Levine area of Phoenix. This area lies south of Salt River, north of South Mountain Park, west 27th Avenue, and east of the Gilbert River Indian Community. Going forward, I'm going to refer to this area as Levine. Is that definition clear, or do you need more me to read where the living area is again?
Good.
Understood.
That's good.
So let me ask you, in what year were you born?
84.
Got it. And are you or is anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
Yes.
Overall, how would you describe the quality of life in Levine? Poor, just very good, or excellent?
Good.
Next, I'm going to read to you a list of things that people say will improve the quality of life in Levine. Please rate each item on a scale of 1 to 5, where 1 means that it will do very little to improve the quality of life, and 5 means it will do a lot to improve the quality of life. So you can use any number from 1 to 5. The higher the number, the more it will improve the quality of life in Levine. So let's go ahead and start with more affordable housing options to rent or buy.
3.
What about more shops and retail stores or commercial spaces for business?
4.
More good paying jobs?
The good paying jobs?
Yeah, more good paying jobs.
I think that depends on what you think is good paying. I'd say 5.
And what about more dining and entertainment options?
10.
From 1 to 5?
Oh, 5. The higher the better, right?
Yeah. And what about better street and road maintenance?
3.
Got it. And what about more parks and recreational opportunities?
5.
And better public transportation options?
3.
Understood. We are just running with about 40% of completion on the survey. Thank you very much in advance for all your help on this. So let me ask you, in terms of your job status, are you employed, unemployed, but looking for work, retired, as a student, or a homemaker?
Employed.
Thank you so much. Now, would you say that there are too few, too many, or about the right amount of business that employ people who work in trades, warehouse, or retail, and restaurants in Levine?
Not as much.
So too few, right?
Too few, yep.
Got it. And thinking about businesses in your area, will you say that there are too few, too many, or about the right amount of businesses that employ office workers and other corporate professionals in Levine?
Too few.
Understood. Now, thinking about commercial development, I'm going to read to you a list of the different kind of stores and businesses. For each, please tell me no or yes if you would like to see more of that kind of businesses in Levine. What about home goods stores and other retail stores like Target? Would you like to see more of that in
Levine?
Would
like to see more.
So is a strongly yes or somewhat yes?
Strongly.
What about dollar stores and discount chains?
Don't need anymore.
No. Okay. What about grocery stores and supermarkets?
No, we don't need more.
Doctors' offices and hospitals?
We need more.
So it's strongly yes, correct?
Strong yes, yep.
And what about restaurants, bars, and entertainment venues?
Strongly yes.
Got it. And in your own words, what type of stores and businesses would you most like to see more of in Levin?
Well, we would like, I mean, in my own words, we need a police station, we need a fire department.
A fire department, pretty much?
Yeah. Yeah, police station, fire department.
What else would you like to see, like, when it comes to store businesses?
Sit-down restaurants. You don't have any.
Understood. Now let's move on to the next one. We are just 61% complete. Thank you so much in advance for that. How much of a problem is housing affordability in Levin? That is to say, how much it costs to buy or rent a home. Do you consider there is housing affordability not a problem at all, a slight problem, a moderate problem, a fairly big problem, or a very big problem?
I don't think it's a problem.
Not a problem. Understood. Now, how much of a problem is the availability of housing in Levin? That is to say, the number of houses, condominiums, or apartments that are available to buy or rent?
Not a problem.
Got it. Still thinking about residential development, I'm going to read to you a list of different kinds of housing for each. Please tell me no or yes if you would like to see more of that kind of housing in Levin. Would you like to see more single-family detached homes in Levin?
Wait, what was that?
Would you like to see more single-family detached homes in Levin?
Yes.
Strongly yes or somewhat yes?
Somewhat yes.
What about townhouse or attached homes?
Strongly no.
And multifamily housing like apartments or condominiums?
Strongly no.
And housing options for seniors?
Somewhat yes.
Got it. How long have you lived in Phoenix?
10 years.
Understood. And do you currently own your home, rent your home, or are you living with friends and family?
Own.
Got it. Now, I am going to read to you some proposals to address housing costs and options in Levin. So please tell me whether you are opposed or favor each one of the next statements. So the first one is change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more condominium buildings. How do you consider yourself on that, favor or opposed?
Opposed.
Strongly opposed? Somewhat opposed?
Somewhat opposed.
What about repurpose of replacing parking lots with new housing?
Strongly opposed.
Repurpose or replace empty stores and commercial properties with new housing?
Strongly opposed.
Change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more apartment buildings?
Strongly opposed.
Change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more multifamily housing like townhouses, duplexes, and triplexes?
Strongly opposed.
And change zoning laws to allow a mix of single-family homes, townhouses, and apartments in condominiums in the same neighborhood?
Somewhat opposed.
Got it. Finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Like trade school or just like traditional school?
You can just mention what is the highest schooling that you have completed.
Some college.
Some college. Some college. Okay. And what is your annual household income? Sorry, just stop me when I get the right amount. Less than 25,000, 25,000 to 500, I'm sorry, to 15,000, 15,000 to 75,000, 75,000 to 100,000, 100,000 to 125,000, or more than 125,000?
More than 125.
Got it. And finally, strictly for verification purposes to my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
Jeremiah.
All right. Sir, Thank you very much for all your time. This ended up our survey today. Have a good rest of your day and enjoy. Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.